Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 21st of October, 2018. And this is the 896th Mole Out Loud podcast. Of course, you can hear me. I'm a bit breathless, and I definitely shouldn't be. I've just walked up Blackwood Avenue, which is opposite my driveway, and it's a light incline. And my puffness is just a sign that I've been doing an awful lot of sitting down and very, very little walking. Oh dear, it's become so obvious so quickly when I don't walk. And that was the extent of my uphill walking this morning. I'm about to, well, I am walking into town, walking to the market, and then on to bell ringing. It's Sunday morning, and it's all downhill. It's all downhill from now. In fact, I needn't have gone uphill at all, but this is a much nicer route than the more direct one. And coming back, I'll have a lift, so that'll remove any need for an uphill walk, or necessity, I suppose, but the underlying need to do some uphill walking soon remains. It's a very beautiful, beautiful morning. It cooled down quite a lot overnight. It was about 7, and it was the first of a number of muggy, much warmer nights. And on the night before last, there was a party in our street, which made it kind of noisy and muggy. And last night I slept so well in the quiet and the cool. It was a really lovely night's sleep. So there'll be fewer and fewer of these cool nights, I guess, but I'm really appreciating the one that has been sent, or was sent. And I really, really needed last night's sleep. It's been a real roller coaster of a week. And there was absolutely no way I could have podcast yesterday. So I've farewelled two dear people this last week. And both of them are lives really well worth remembering, lives that touched a lot of other people. And what happens? You sort of imbibe aspects of other people, or you hope to after they've died. And both of these people were completely true to themselves and had a great sense of inner were kind of a strong inner belief and standing up for what they believed in. Really strongly standing up for what they believed in. Yesterday I was saying farewell at a Quaker meeting to a man who had been anti-war. He had been in so many movements, helped so many people, whether it was refugees or it's silly really for me to even start to list them. He was very concerned with the indigenous populations here, and didn't just stand for those things, but started up groups to help people. So he not only had the beliefs, but he put them into action. And at times it meant leaving his own country. Well, it did mean leaving the country he was born to, and moving to Australia and just living according to that inner conviction, but not with any heaviness, with a real lightness of touch. And it was extraordinary yesterday, because eulogies are, or can be, so can gloss over the bad bits, and yet for him it was, nobody could remember anything that wasn't done with gentleness and conviction. And so it was a very moving ceremony, and it was in a Quaker meeting house, and the only time that I've been to another memorial in a Quaker house was his wife's, and people speak, are moved to speak, and so there were a number of different aspects of his life, that just little short stories that came through. So that was yesterday, and the day before, I had been asked to give a speech, and I haven't done that. I haven't spoken in publicly like that for, I don't know, probably 10 years. This was the 30th anniversary of the 30th anniversary of a campaign about which I wrote a book. And so that too was quite extraordinary again, this meeting up of people from 30 years ago, people who had lost their hair and gained wrinkles and grandchildren. And it was a much bigger event than I had expected when I'd been asked. I thought there'd be a few people and that it would be quite relaxed, but actually we were individually asked to go up onto a podium with people sitting in front and in rows. Noisy council truck. Anyway, when I talk in public, I'm always extremely nervous beforehand and never leave myself quite enough time. Well, never leave myself enough time to feel really confidently prepared, but that self-scaring method does mean often that I get an adrenaline rush when I'm up there, and my speaking can be much clearer. And well, I guess it's less rehearsed, but it's also often more articulate than when I prepare more. So there's a very, very fine line, and it completely exhausts me. So yesterday I didn't do a great deal after the funeral. I just, having the speech in the evening and on Friday evening, and then being kind of kept awake by this party for half the night, and then having the memorial, left me a little wrung out. Although it was quite good having this editing critiquing I'm needing to do of other people's work for the course, because it's a sort of gentle occupation with smallish pieces to do the critiquing of, and I found it quite soothing, so I did some of that in the late afternoon. It really is such a beautiful day. It'll be too hot soon, but just now, it's great. I can feel the sun already beginning to burn. I'm wearing a sun hat, so 7 degrees notwithstanding, the sun is very bright and already getting hot. And I'm sure it's not 7 degrees anymore. I think that was what it was a couple of hours ago. The tower is often the temperature of a couple of days beforehand, or 2 days ago. It takes a little while to either heat up or cool down, so that's likely to be quite warm, I suspect, today. This coming week is going to be another busy one, but not one at which I need to perform. The play that I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, that I went to a reading for, is having its premiere tomorrow night, so I'm heading down to that. They've invited all the people involved in the making of it, or who are represented in it, and I'm really, really looking forward to that. So I'm getting close now to the market. I think I'm going to slowly end this podcast. I do hope that you've had a good couple of days, that you've been able to enjoy whatever the weather's doing for you at the moment, whatever your outside world is doing. Enjoy it from inside or from within it. Even if it's just one big toe outside. I hope too that you've been able to engage with whatever is most important to you. Engage by working in it, dreaming about it, taking time off from it. I think taking time off can be an active engagement, or the unplugging of. The releasing yourself from it can engage your loose construing. When I was writing my speech on Friday, I realized I had this terrific urge to do some Sudoku, which is, for me, the great escape when I feel pressure building up. And I did do some Sudoku, which I kind of had chided myself for procrastinating. And while I was doing it with one hand, I found the other side of my brain was sparking, and so I sort of was almost doing these puzzles with my left hand and writing notes that were coming through my left. And it was probably the best way I could have found to have got through the block. It seemed to block off my panic that I'd left so little time and couldn't think of what to say. So sometimes procrastination in that form can be a good thing. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always. And I really look forward to talking to you again soon.